Mr. Brian Cash Klein!
Why do I like the way that sounds? Can you hear?
Another one in the book.
Yeah. Is there another one? I wish it maybe. Yeah, you want to listen? What a way to start a show.
Another one in the books.
Another one. Thank you. Help me out, Tom. Hey, can you do me a favor, too, after the show?
Absolutely not.
Okay. After all those CDs I have ever asked you to get, can you just pick four of them, and can you print them for me? Because I lost them. Okay. So, you know, we got... Tell us who you are.
My name is David Vogel. I'm an actor.
There you go. And tell me who you are.
I'm Brandon Tuzzolino. I'm an evangelist and a musician.
Okay, and tell me who you are.
I'm Donna Janung, and I'm a teacher and a preacher.
A teacher and a preacher. And you know, I think the best way to preach, actually, is through your actions. Show me what you do, you know. But tell me what you do, too, because you're a preacher, right?
Amen.
But your actions speak louder than words.
Right, that's like that quote from St. Francis. At all times, preach the gospel. When necessary, use words.
Preach the gospel. And the gospel means good words, right?
Well, it means good news. But
good news?
He's just saying, like you said, it's, you know, loving people speaks louder.
Can you do the 11-step prayer?
The 11-step prayer?
Yeah, like St. Francis prayer.
No.
Can you?
No, I can.
Can
but
you?
I know it's beautiful.
No.
I would love to hear it.
You would?
I would.
Set me up good, Donna. Lord, make me a channel of thy peace, that where there's hatred I may bring love, that where there's wrong, I might bring the spirit of forgiveness. That where there's discord, I might bring harmony. That where there's error, I might bring truth. That where there's doubt, I might bring faith. That where there's despair, I might bring hope. Lord, grant I may seek. That's a good word, seek, by the way. Lord, grant that I may seek rather to comfort than to be comforted. To understand than to be understood. I think that's important too.
Fantastic. I like
amen,
that.
Amen.
To love than to be loved. For it's by self-forgetting. And that's in two. Like, stop thinking of yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's for by self-forgetting that one finds. It's by dying that one awakens to eternal life.
Amen.
That's the St. Francis prayer.
I haven't
prayer.
Read that before.
And what that's basically that prayer is doing is it's the opposite of what the material world is. See, if you want to live in the material world, everything would be the opposite.
Exactly.
Right? So in the material world, it's about me.
So you want to plug this in?
Or? It's not plugged in the whole time?
You know what?
Where?
Brian, you inspire me to learn that.
Technical difficulties. What are you doing? Here.
Technical difficulties.
Can you hear?
Now I can. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
So
yes.
Now you can hear the word.
All right. Yeah. So, Mr. Claus, we actually have Zach on the line from I'll Pump You Up.
Well, they already paid us. We don't got to talk to
them. Oh, my goodness.
Right, Zach?
Yeah. I mean, I guess so, yeah.
That's it. Checks in the mail. Yeah, that reminds me, Zach. Which jokes did I tell last week? Did I tell jokes last week?
I don't remember.
Oh. Zach, you ready?
Yes, sir.
There was a cat and a mouse.
Yeah, I told that one? Yeah, we heard that one.
Did you get the sheriff one where the sheriff guy got pulled over?
I don't remember.
No, I don't remember.
Okay. You ready, Zach?
Yes, sir.
You got to tell me the answer, too. You win $50 that we never pay. We're a big-time show here. Okay, Zach, here it is. There was a guy, he was driving down the road, right? You listening? And a sheriff pulled him over. And he wouldn't pull over right away. He kept going. And finally the sheriff said, you better pull over. So he pulls over. And then the sheriff walks up to him and goes, you know, I get off in 15 minutes. If you give me a reason that I've never heard before, what I'll do is I'll let you go. But it has to be a good reason. So the guy looks at him and he says, you know what? My wife left me for a sheriff 5 years ago. And you know what I thought? I thought you were bringing her back to me.
I've used that. No, I've used that myself. No.
I got to get laughter here.
Push the button.
That's the actor. Push the button. I do need a button because my jokes stink. Was that good? What'd you think, Zach?
Yeah, that's awesome. Good one. I like that. I'm going to use that.
Very good. Okay, so Zach, it says here, ask questions about business, how to get in contact. So yeah, tell us, how do we get in contact with you online? It's a cool ad and stuff.
So what we are is we're an online supplement company. We also have a space here in Clearwater, Florida, 527 D Street. We've been doing this for a family-owned and operated business. We've been doing this for about 13 years now. We're really starting to branch out and do a lot of different things. You know, we've been online, and we're really starting to make some headway there. So if you need to find us online, it's at I'llPumpYouUp.com. Very simple. And from there, you can give me a call, and the phone number is 727-441-1829. And we can... definitely help you with anybody with any fitness goals or anything that they need. Feel free to give me a call if you have any questions, stuff like that. Or we give that personal customer service and touch that you don't get from the big businesses anymore.
Well, that's good. And you get quality product too.
Yeah, we carry all the big brands, everything that you could even want. We have over 5,000 products. We have a huge warehouse. So anything you could want. And also with the other benefit is being a smaller business, if you want something, we can probably get it in for you, even if we don't have it. That's what I said the customer service comes into play.
Yeah, you know, my daughter last night at 5 in the morning called me up, right? She had a tire problem. So I drove it into, it happens to be right in front of Ford. And when I was able to drive the car right across the street to where they fix tires and leave it there. And then when I asked for the tire, they're saying that we got to wait till tomorrow because they didn't have the tire in stock. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's what you do. You're willing. It was such great customer service the way they did it, though. But they got me, because I had to wait a day, they gave me a big discount. Right?
Nice.
So,
oh, yeah.
So
right.
So the thing is with you is that what anybody wants, you can get it from.
Yeah, and most of the time, yes. You know, there's some companies that only sell for themselves. That's the benefit of being some of the companies. But most of the stuff, if you want it, we can get it for you. And then we're willing to go the extra mile to do that for you.
How important is it to take supplements and things of that nature? Like, why is it such a benefit?
So the reason why it's a benefit is basically I always tell people supplements are supposed to supplement your diet. It's not supposed to be your diet. So, and that's what they're meant to do. And there's a lot of people with the way the busy world is, we can't eat enough food to get our proper diet or the proper proteins or stuff that we need. So getting the benefit of having to help with a good nutritious diet to supplement the other stuff on top is a way to keep your body at its peak, healthiness, whatever you need. Some people like me, I play football, my knees are trash. So I need joint supplements to help me out just to move every day. So there's certain things that are very beneficial to me that I take, and it's just not to live in pain.
So I could be the before pitcher and someone would be the after?
Yeah, we could definitely set that up.
So no one laughs at this. I'm saying jokes. I gotta get you guys.
No, that was good.
That was good. No, I don't got laughter. Anyhow, I'm striking out today on the jokes. You know what? It's important too is that because of health reasons, coronavirus. You know, I try to stay away from controversial stuff, but let's just go with the coronavirus. From what I found out is that if you take a high doses of zinc and a high doses of vitamin D.
D, amen.
Yeah. Right? Is that true?
Yes. So anything to help boost your immune system. Now, like it's going to help. It's going to be one of those things that, you know, if you're not getting those things through your normal diet, yes, boosting that stuff up will definitely help your immune system and will definitely help prevent, you know, getting sick. And a lot of the people don't realize a lot of the stuff that, you know, the reason that it's hard to fight off is, you know, just from not having the right nutrition and having your body's immune system at its peak. So
that's definitely... I got an idea for you. You ready?
Yeah.
It's called the Corona Package for vitamins. Oh. And you guys put together, you know, nothing guaranteed, of course, right? But why not put together a coronavirus coupon that they get certain supplements that you can really scientifically back up and put together a package called the Corona... What would it be called, guys? Come up with something. Help me here.
Immune system.
Corona Defender.
Corona Defender.
Defender, that's good.
Corona Nutrient Defender? No. Help me out, Mr.
I'm trying to...
Tom, you got anything?
Coronavirus Defender.
Savior, the coronavirus savior life vitamins. Too.
And you spell it Savior, S-A-V-I-O-R.
Yeah. Savior, because it would be with... Why not put together something like that? Because that's what you do. And you really would save someone's lives. There are people that really swear by zinc and D3 scientifically being backed up.
I take them.
Yeah, you do?
Actually,
yeah, so you know what I'm saying.
I do know what you're saying.
That we sat down and we looked at what was the most beneficial vitamins when everything was starting off. And it's called the Wellness Stack. And it basically...
What's it called?
It's called the Wellness Stack.
So the Wellness Stack. Don't like it. The coronavirus wellness stack. You see what I'm saying? Because you're saying what it is. Do you know that last year over 500,000 quarter-inch drill bits were sold? Does anybody know that?
No.
Now, what did they want?
Quarter-inch hole.
They wanted a quarter-inch hole. They didn't want the drill bit.
Right.
Oh.
So you got to focus on what people wanted. You know, if you're pushing the drill bit, right, that's a mistake. You're pushing really what they want. So like with the coronavirus wellness package, that's what people want. They want to fight. Oh, yeah, that's it. Fight coronavirus with the wellness package. Wait a second. How does that sound, guys?
I like that. Sounds good.
It sounds awesome. We could definitely work on the name.
Yeah. I mean, thank you for being open-minded, Zach, too. That's really cool of you to do that.
Oh, we always take sources from all over.
No, I get it, though. Like, you know, that's the definition of humility, too, believe it or not. It's not that you think less of yourself. You just think of yourself less, right? So by having humility would mean that you would be open-minded, right? Amen. And if you're open-minded, then you're showing that you have humility because you don't have ego. Pride, right? Ego and pride would tell you that you're not going to listen to someone's suggestion, right? Doesn't mean they're right either,
right?
Right.
I agree.
But ego, the acronym for it is easing God out, right? People with ego, pride, right? So now, with that said, Zach, what's the name of our package?
The coronavirus wellness package.
No, fight. You got to put the word fight the coronavirus.
Fight. Oh, fight the coronavirus.
With and then put out by I'll Pump You Up.
But you have on the other side technology.
Yeah.
Right. And then we have a scientist in here, believe it or not, that's a war veteran, developed a machine that fights the coronavirus. And he's looking for investors. He's a war veteran scientist that feels that when you take CO2 out of the air, there's a way to electrocute it that kills viruses.
Whoa.
Right? And that's his machine that he's developed. Mm-hmm. He's going to be on next after you. What do you think of that?
That's amazing.
Yeah, and he needs $300,000.
No, I don't. It's on 20.
Okay, 20. We can always come down. Okay. I was thinking we get 300,000, I can go out to eat.
Yeah, that says it. That's your plan.
Is this the Shark Tank?
This is the Shark
Tank. It sounds like it.
See, I got someone to laugh. Thank you, Zach. All right, so tell us what it's like working with Martin.
Martin's actually incredible. I've had a couple of different owners working for this company. I've been with the company for over 9 years now. And I've had a couple different owners, and he's actually one of the first ones that have really wanted to invest back in business and grow it. And that's basically why I'm here, which is awesome. He does, and he's also having a customer service first and doing the extra steps. Those are really some of his methods that we adopted and really have started taking it to the next level when it comes to that type of stuff. So I'm really enjoying working with him. He is my friend, you know, so he's my friend I get to work with every single day, and he's decent dude, you know, and that's really awesome to have a boss that's like that, you know. So
there's a fine line there too, though. Because to be the leader, you got to get people upset. Take people out of their comfort zone. Mm-hmm. You know, people might not want to hear that, but I believe sometimes too, because if you're a good worker, Zach, like I believe you are, he doesn't have to do that. But don't you think that there are some people that work that don't reach their full potential?
Very much so.
So as a good leader, sometimes you got to put a fire under their feet. Right?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Right, and then where you're being a jerk versus really you care and have passion? Mm-hmm. Where's that fine line? There's a way of the diplomacy-wise of doing it. Generally, what I've been doing, you know, is if it ain't nice, like I don't put out a... I just say to myself, I even after I do a text, before I push, is that nice? And then if it's not nice, I don't send it. Just think of it that simple. Is that nice? I don't care if it's a relationship, business. You know, there's a way of saying stuff with integrity.
Amen. Quality control.
Quality control. And it's really simple.
Before I started working for I'll Pump You Up, I worked a lot of fabrication jobs and stuff like that. So the go-to in those types of fields is to yell. You know, to yell at your subordinates to get results. And it might not be for every company, but for the ones that I've been a part of, that's how it was. It never motivated anybody to do anything.
Well, it does. Like, if you look at a football coach, right?
Yeah.
Even with the kids, like my kids that went through football, I mean, some of the things these coaches said to the kids and how they yelled at them. Have anybody been to a kid's football game?
It's been a while.
But you know what I'm saying? How the coach yells at him?
Oh, yeah.
Or any coach, right? That's to motivate. Mm-hmm. But Vince Lombardi, who was considered one of the greatest coaches of all times, he says sometimes you pat him on the butt, you know which ones, and then some you yell at. They're not everybody's the same.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. And you got to figure out which ones. Because I had this one coach, he was yelling at our best player, and he was going to quit. And I knew it. Because he was crying. He's a 12-year-old. It was emotional. He's got to stop yelling at me. And he was like one of our best players. But this coach just yelled at everybody. So it wasn't, you know, it was hard to...
He didn't use quality control.
He's just spraying across everybody.
You want to hear a story about how I met Martin?
Sure. Yes. I haven't heard that.
Yeah, and I haven't told him either. So by mistake, I called the number... for you guys, it was one number off really where I was calling. And then it was, I'll pump you up. So I just went with my presentation anyway, and it turned out a wrong phone number turned into a deal.
To where you're
on the radio.
It happened to me with you last week.
Tell me.
Yeah, in other words, I was looking to call DC's, and your number's across the top, and I dialed your number.
Oh, really?
That's why I'm here today.
That's right. He called me by mistake. Because my phone number is for advertising rates. Call here.
Right.
So wasn't that played right into that story?
Right. By the way, in the vein that you were talking, I got something on Facebook today that really goes along with the subject. It says, treat everybody as if you'll never see them again.
Mm-hmm.
And this way you treat everybody nice.
No, I do the opposite. I ain't going to see you again. Don't worry about it. You know, actually, the best one I heard was, say what you mean, but don't say it mean.
Hey,
very good.
Right?
Like that term.
Okay, so, Zach, in closing, now tell us a little bit about Martin and also about I'll Pump You Up.
So, Martin, originally from New York, he moved down here and he took over our company when he moved down. And a lot of people could have, like, when you usually take over companies, they usually clean house and restart fresh. But he actually kept us all on because he valued our knowledge and wanted us to really, you know, build. He's like, I already have these good employees that know this business and wanted to help us build a better one. So he's a really good guy for that. And I honestly love my job and do love what I do. I get to help people on their physical fitness journey at I'll Pump You Up. We sell supplements, proteins, vitamins, anything you can need to stay healthy, we have it. Like I said, we're located in Clearwater at 527 B Street. The phone number is 727-441-1829. If you guys are hearing this, have any questions, feel free to call me. They call me Big Zach. I'm always sitting at the front. I'll be able to help you with anything you guys need.
Big Zach. Big Z.
Yeah.
Get it? Z? Big Z? Busy. Yeah. Busy. BZ. My mind goes too much time. All right. So that's really great, Zach. You know, I'm glad you're doing that. You're helping people save their lives. You're making people be healthy. The deal I really believe is this is, and when you ever hear someone say, I have to?
Yeah.
No, you get to, right? Like, I have to pick my kids up, let's just say. No, you get to.
Mm-hmm.
And when you love what you do, like you're talking about, Zach, you're the ideal person to work with. Because you don't want to work with someone saying, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that. If you love what you do, you've never worked a day in your life. Right?
That's why I'm a musician.
Right. So you love it. He loves acting. He loves being stupid.
Hey, ouch. A lot of stupid things happen.
Anyhow, that's another thing you should do, too, is you shouldn't tell a joke at someone else's expense. You know, that's not good. So what I did there was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to immediately apologize to you.
Apology accepted.
Okay. There you go. How'd you like that, Zach? Big Zach.
that was good.
Well, good. Zach laughs. I got to bring him in here. You guys aren't laughers. My jokes are going on. They're not working today. Anyhow, Zach, thank you for being on. And then just give us the visit, the website again, and the phone number.
Thank you guys for having me. The website is I'llPumpYouUp.com. And the phone number is 727-441-1829. Thank you for having me, guys.
You're the best, Big Zach.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, and if you wanted to stay on, you can. Or you can tune in, Zach, to, what is it, 106.1 FM? You also can go on third.
I got you guys tuned up. As soon as I get off, I'm gonna crank it up.
106.1 FM, 1340 AM. And then the contact, I forget, on YouTube, I always forget it. What is the YouTube thing where? Okay, just search it. And then we also have cameras in the studio, so you can actually see what we look like.
Oh, that's awesome. I'll definitely search that.
Okay, thank you, Big Zach.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
And tell Martin we said hello, too.
Will do.
Okay. So next is, we're going to be talking to him. Well, let's just... Would you guys like to ask questions to each other? Okay, let's start with you. Tell us your name and what your background is.
Okay, my name is David Vogel, and I'm fortunate to be here. I'm blessed. to be here, and I'm also blessed to be an actor. All my life, I never even thought about being an actor. But after work, I was a traveling salesman. After work, I ran singles groups. The singles groups, all the guys wanted to go, six guys made reservations, RSVP, to go to Hooters. So I saved a table at Hooters. Every one of them who made the RSVP called me and canceled. So I spoke to the Lord. I said, Lord, I haven't spoken to you in a long time. Should I go or should I stay? And it felt as if hands were on my shoulders, keeping me in my seat. I said, thank you, Lord, I got your message. And I ordered food. 10 minutes later, a young man walks over to me. He says, you have an interesting face. Would you like to be in the movies? And I'm thinking to myself, that's a line you use on the girls with the orange shorts. I'm not even wearing orange. So I look at him. These are my first words, I swear to God. I said, do I keep my clothes on? It's very important. He says, yes. And then he gives me his business card because no one's ever challenged him before. So he gives me his card, 20th Century Fox. He says, we're shooting a movie in the neighborhood and we're looking for extras. I never thought about being an extra. Okay. He said the two secret words, we'll pay you and we'll feed you. Okay. I let him take a Polaroid of me. At that time it was Polaroids. And he calls me up the following Wednesday. He says, you available Friday? I said, yes. He says, you look exactly like Dennis Franz from NYPD Blue. By the time we get through with you and makeup, his own mother would pick you over him. Over him. So I did that, and we shot in Ybor City, and they had me looking exactly like him. Because they stopped the car traffic, and everybody's walking in the street, carnival atmosphere. Everybody's pointing at me, just like I'm him. But the Lord helped me there. And then when I was going, the movie was called Automatic Avenue, and they called me up 3 weeks later. You want to make a movie with Hulk Hogan? I said, sure, I made a movie with Hulk Hogan. I said, I like this. Then I started looking for an acting teacher or some acting groups. And I picked the one that's in Clearwater. And I go to the thing, and after the first meeting, he says he wants me to stay after the meeting. I said, why? He says, you'll see. He says, he wrote a book about a godfather. And if I do the godfather bit for him, star in the movie, all my classes are free. So for 4 years, I've had acting classes, and I didn't have to pay a cent. Thank you, Lord. He was the one who guided my finger to call him.
Wow.
You know? And ever since then, I said, I like this. And in 21 years, I've done 162 commercials and 136 movies. I've worked with Denzel Washington. I had a bump at the Brad Pitt in Ocean's 11. I've worked with a lot of big movie stars, and I love what I'm doing. And this is basically it. Matter of fact, my last big movie was the remake of Dirty Dancing. And they had me come up to North Carolina, and I played the resort owner. For Dirty Dancing. And I've done tons of commercials. I've done a Papa John's commercial where I kiss my fingers, and at the end of the commercial, everybody remembers me for that, you know, and stuff like that. But I've really had a great time. Since, you know, they say one door open, closes, another one opens. I got my divorce, and all of a sudden, I'm an actor. This happened a few weeks after my divorce. And when I was running my singles clubs, they were so popular. I ran one for the Crystal Beach Community Church. I ran quite a few things. And my ex is coming into all my clubs that I'm running. Should we let her in? Should we let her in? I said, let her in. Maybe she'll meet somebody, get me off the hook. But I really feel that I'm blessed to be in this business and to be doing what I'm doing. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Do you feel the glow there, too?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, You can make this statement, I'm happier for longer periods of time more often, right?
Yes.
Think of that statement, right? Mm-hmm. I'm happier for longer periods of time more often, but let your face see it, right? Mm-hmm. You show it by your actions. Like the more you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
So what you see is in your face, right?
Right.
Can I say this? Exactly. There's a glow on his face of joy.
Yeah, it's a joy.
He's watching me. He's watching me every step I take.
Joy and light. Joy and light.
Yeah.
You know, I have my moments, though, where I get scared and depressed, right?
Yeah.
I do. Or I have anxiety. I get overwhelmed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I just know the answer is that during that period, it's not that I got to get through it to get to God. Is I need to understand that God's there with me at the moment.
All the time, all the time.
He's with me, he's in me, and he's for me.
Amen.
Right? So sometimes, like the other day, or it was yesterday, I was got anxiety because when I was supposed to work, I was tired. So I had things to do, but I was tired. So I went around asking people anytime something happens to me. Like so a few people said, I just call in sick. I don't even show up.
You're the boss.
I know. I forgot that. But really, I had to call myself. I looked in the mirror. I said, you're fired. But you know what I did the next day?
What?
I looked in the mirror and said, you're hired with a raise. And then the other day, I was looking in the mirror. You know what I said? Are you talking to me like that?
You're talking to me? Yeah.
So anyhow, you know, it's like I have my moments of depression. That's what I could say. But when I'm in touch with God and I have the Lord in my heart, because that's where he is, and I'm tapped into that, I'm always at peace.
Mm-hmm.
So simply all I got to say to myself is, God, take this fear or anxiety away from me. Because the answer is talk to God, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then ask God, can you also make me be the person you want me to be? And then you know what I do then too, to get out of self, because it's about self-pity, self, right? Call someone and ask them how they're doing.
That's very good.
Right. Don't call them and just tell them you're in self-pity, right?
Yeah.
Call them and ask them how they're doing. Mm-hmm. And then if there's a wrong out there that you have, right, done, then when you're in that state also, is what you could do is make an amends.
Mm-hmm.
And an amends is to make a wrong right.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not say I'm sorry, because that don't work. Because how many times do I say I'm sorry? But what can I do to make this right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then when I do that, I get out of that depression. But why I thought of that is, what's the opposite of depression and self-pity is joy.
Mm-hmm.
And what I see in him is joy, a glow.
I love what I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I've played the priest many times where people were thinking, this man, when he did the funeral, God, you took her away far too early, you know. Please show her the warmth in heaven as you did on earth. They always sing, where is my church? They want to come to it. You know.
There it is. It's because to keep it, you got to give it away.
Yes.
Like it's spiritually, it's given out freely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you give and you ask no reward.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do that? Yeah. Can you love with no price tag?
Right.
Right. Can you give the spirit of the Lord
mm-hmm.
to people, right, and give it freely? And then hopefully, you know what Nietzsche said about students? You know who Nietzsche is?
Mm-hmm.
He says, how does the student repay the teacher?
By doing well.
By not remaining the student.
Amen.
Right?
That's
Nietzsche.
That's
right?
Beautiful.
To pass it on. The mm-hmm. ripple effect.
Exactly.
Right?
Amen.
So like, can you ask these guys some questions?
Yes. Yeah. How did you get to do what you're doing?
All right. That's a good question. Well, you know, I really just, I guess, have been pursuing the Lord ever since I was born again. When I was 18, I had kind of a powerful born-again experience where God became very real to me, and much more real than, I guess, waking consciousness that we're all used to. And I've really just been pursuing a deeper relationship with Him ever since then. And I felt led to actually come to Florida to kind of just fast in nature, kind of on the beach. I wasn't really familiar with this area. I'm from upstate New York, and I just made my way as far south as I could, you know, without traveling westward. And I don't know, I just kind of fell in love with the beaches here, I think, to some degree. And so I've been living by Clearwater since 2013, or in Clearwater, by the ocean. And one of the things in that period of fasting that I found is that, like, music is a big part of my spirit. And so, you know, I've been playing guitar and singing And I just finished an album called Dreams. I'm still working on the social media aspect of it. I'm planning a release date to release it digitally, and I'm working on the physical album as far as getting CDs made and stuff like that. And so I feel like right now I'm coming into my calling a little bit, like the Lord is transitioning me guiding me, sort of shaping, what my life calling is, like what my career is going to be, I guess. So apparently part of that's going to be a recording musician.
Let's play one of does he have one of your songs?
Yeah, I have Dreams, which is the title track off the album number 3.
Dreams. Oh, he's on the phone right now. And then can you just swing the mic to my friend over here? Yeah.
Okay. Here you want.
Yeah. Okay, anyhow, this is he's a scientist, right?
Yeah.
Right? He's a war veteran of the Desert Storm. He's been decorated, he has all the awards and medals. And tell us about your invention.
My invention is a new technology. Okay. I use AC/DC transformer. And take the current, the DC current, and turn it around. That way it would be facing upwards. That way the power is there. Now, using the positive and the negative DC current on plate, one plate is positive, the other plate is a negative. In between them, it's a force field which separates the O from the CO2. There separates the C from the O2. Mm-hmm. And takes the C to the positive DC current, and since it's a positive, both of them are positive, they're just, combined with each other.
One.
As one, and the only thing that comes out is clean oxygen. And one other thing that it does, that current can electrify viruses, bacteria, and funguses into emission, which means that's the start of their. They all go into like a defensive mode in the start, or when they are attacked by my current. It sends out small lightning bolts that you cannot see them, but they attack those viruses 24 hours, 7 days a week, 3 years. Now, I don't think anybody can have a reserve food inside of him to live that long. So that's the way you kill them, I guess.
Wow, that's pretty neat, right?
Really?
Dr. K.
I wish you luck, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Dr. K?
Yes, hi.
Yes, like you're a doctor, so he's a scientist.
Yes.
We got an actor.
I'm a make-believe doctor.
I stayed at a Holiday Inn last night. So I'm a doctor too. And then we got evangelist here. But what do you think of that theory that whatever he just said, right? As a doctor, do you think you can develop something that kills the coronavirus?
Well,
and if not, just say whatever you believe. I mean, his theory is that you take the CO2 or whatever out of the air, and he really is a scientist. What do you think?
Yeah, we already have it proven by CDC, FDA, to kill 99.9% of COVID in less than 2 minutes, according to CDC research and report.
So why aren't these filters being produced then?
The what?
Why aren't more people using it?
Yeah.
Because people don't know about it yet. The people who have known about it, we prevented 20 people from COVID cases in the hospital. So that's why we need people like you talking about it more. But also, I'm a chiropractor, so I'd like to help people in preventing issues as symptoms come after a car accident, 5 to 10 years, and unfortunately the insurance give us 2 weeks to report our injuries, but most 99% of the people don't have any symptoms after an accident. Only after the 2 weeks are up. So it's a little trick they make it.
Wow, that's like, yeah, because even with football injuries and stuff, you don't feel it till years later.
No. Same thing from trauma from birth.
Right.
I help people delivery. I am also specializing in children. And children go through the trauma of birthing. And parents don't know that it's going to take them till they are 5 years to 15 years before they get symptoms like cerebral palsy, asthma, scoliosis. And unfortunately, they end up in a children's hospital with butchering them, their eyes, their back, with Harrington rods and things like that. It's so sad. I have done several prevention of pre and post x-rays of 5-year-old children getting their scoliosis straight without any surgery.
Yes. Do you know that one of the famous salesmen is called Tom Hopkins? And the Century 21, by the way. And his son had, like, the MS, cerebral palsy stuff, where, you know, I guess, what's the one where they have to wear the braces?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Right, braces, right? So what this doctor said was, he became the number one salesman to meet this doctor that was renowned for curing it. And do you know what he told him? He said that just don't bring your son to any of the hospitals so he sees what the symptoms will look like.
Right, 90% of those.
It's all mental.
Yeah.
You believe that? Because that's what he said. He said that's what this renowned doctor said.
I only believe it. I see it. I've seen it over many years, 40 years.
Right.
My people.
As a man thinks, so is he.
An ounce of prevention better than a pound of cure.
Right, like it's like... How's it go? I think it's C, and I forget how it goes, but it's something with C is how we face. That's what it is. So if we see something in doubt, if we see something in doubt, we're going to face it in doubt. If we see something in love, we're going to face it in love. If we see something in fear, we're going to face it in fear, right? So how we see something is how we face it. So if that's the case, see it with new glasses, and see it with glasses that there is hope and love out there.
Amen.
Yep.
And then that's how you'll face life with love and hope. Right? Yep. See and face. What do you think of that, Dr. K?
Yeah, I am with you 100%. I've seen it. It's all in the mind. It's all in the brain.
Right, our problems center in our mind. What can we move that 12 inches? And what does that 12 inches mean? Anybody know?
What's that?
Our heart. Right, so instead of thinking with our mind, think with our heart. Mm-hmm. Just move it down 12 inches.
I wish.
But like, the heart is the spirit of man. The heart is the spirit of man. Or it could be the spirit of a carnal man if you've got a hard heart. But if your heart is moldable, then that's the spirit of God in your heart. It's woken up your heart.
Wow, that's good. You know what doctor, there was these three wise men. You ready?
Yeah.
And they had some extra power from God, right?
Yep.
So one of them said, let's hide it in the deepest of the oceans, this extra power. And then one of the wise men said, no, they're going to go down there and they're going to find that power. Then the other wise men said, let's hide in the highest part of the mountains. They won't go there. Well, one day they'll climb up and they'll find it. Who knows what the wisest of the wisest told them to do with God's power?
Put it in the heart.
Yep.
Who knows?
Put it in the heart.
No.
Well, I don't know.
Don't know?
I give up.
They said take a little piece of God's power, right? And every time someone's born, put it inside their heart.
Yeah.
They won't. And then he said, they won't look there.
Amen.
Right? They won't look there. Because in the Bible, it says the kingdom of God is within.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
So that's where the power is.
That's how I feel.
And God never leaves us, right? He's always there.
He's always there.
He's always there.
Brought me here today.
Brought you here. Yeah, Zach. I mean, not Zach. Dr. K.
Yes.
Your name?
David Vogel.
He's an actor. Called me by mistake. So he's here. But it was a wrong number he called. And then we turned that wrong number into inviting him. How many movies in acting did you do?
I've done 162 commercials and 136 movies.
Is that amazing?
Plus, I got two series waiting for me. One is called The Italians, which is going to be an international series coming up probably in December. We're shooting it in December, so it'll be a year from then when it comes out. It's like The Sopranos, where The Sopranos left off.
Right, but is that amazing? A wrong phone number, yeah. Right? And then I had online, I had on earlier, I'll pump you up, right?
I don't believe there's a mistake. God doesn't make mistakes. He made you call for a reason.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
God knows the number.
Wow. That's right, Dr. K.
And we're only here because somebody came from the studio to the church always. Across the street.
Yeah. I always try to turn the negative positive.
Right. Do you know what W. Clement Stone said in 1916?
Yeah.
He was in Chicago and he sold insurance. He was a black man too, by the way. One of the first, not that that matters, but he was one of the first black men. Because just think about those times, 1916, how black men were treated. It's horrible. But anyhow, he wrote, in every adversity, and some people don't know what the word adversity is, but adversity is when something negative happens, right?
Right.
So in every adversity, a seed is planted for a greater result.
Yep.
So even though you think it's bad, something good came out of it.
Right.
In other words, I was fired by my company to start my own business.
Right. That's how God works.
Right? If I wasn't fired, right, and that company that fired me, right, is no longer in business.
Yep.
Wow.
Neither is my ex-wife. This started when I...
She was probably in that sheriff's car.
There's always a positive after a negative.
Yeah, what'd you say to me, too, Doctor? Are you a winner? Do you remember saying that to me?
Yeah, I am. Winners never quit. Quitters never win.
Right. But you asked me that question. He goes, are you a winner?
Yeah.
What a question to ask someone. And then I said immediately, yes.
Yeah.
But sometimes, just to put the truth out there, I do go into depression and self-doubt sometimes.
Well, Christ won the victory for us.
Right. But I just know I'm happier for longer periods of time more often. But I do get my moments where I'm depressed. And that's the reality. So if anybody out there ever gets depressed or something like that, it's just a moment. Right, you're not depressed. Like, don't use the word day, right? Moment, because just like that, you can just turn to God and have Him change you.
Yeah.
So, So for moments, I'm depressed.
Like that's a spirit.
Right. I didn't have a bad day. I had a bad moment. Right.
Amen.
Can we play the song, please, Dr. K? Listen to this song and tell us what you think, Dr. K.
You are the reason I sing. I want to live in your heart. Life without love cannot go very far. Dream, dream, dreaming of you. Nothing in the world I'd rather do. Dream, dream, dreaming of you. I believe dreams can come true, and they do. Place where we met. Take me back and don't ever let me wake up again. Let's live in love without any end. Dream, dream, dreaming of you. Nothing in the world I'd rather do. Dream.
Houston song, it says find your strength in love, right? Right, learning to love yourself, it is the greatest love of all.
Yep. Right?
Amen.
Right, I found the greatest love of all inside myself.
Amen.
Right,
because God's here.
Right,
he made us.
This was a song of love.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. So doctor, give us your address again and where you're located.
I am located behind Tyron Mall, behind Best Buy and Tyron Mall, on 6740 Crosswinds Drive North, Suite A as an Apple, St. Petersburg, Florida, 321-689-3888.
Okay, doctor, the show is over. We want it ended with the Dr. K.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.